Good morning. This is the AI Medze from AI in Arabia. Today we're tracking Saudi Arabia's data center footprint growing sixfold since Vision 2030, Humain teaming up with Turing to launch the world's first enterprise AI agent marketplace, and Egyptian developer TMG unveiling a $27 billion cognitive city just east of Cairo. First up, the kingdom's quiet infrastructure story. Saudi Arabia's operational data center fleet has expanded sixfold since the launch of Vision 2030, according to fresh figures out this week from Arab News. Cumulative investment in the sector has now topped 16 billion Saudi riyals, roughly $4.26 billion, with more than 20 developers active in the market. The kingdom now counts upwards of 60 operational data centers, enough to put Saudi Arabia on the short list of the fastest-growing digital infrastructure markets in the world. Planners are targeting 1.8 gigawatts of installed capacity by 2030, and a 480-megawatt flagship campus is now phasing in, with its first 120-megawatt tranche due online by the end of this year. The build isn't just state-funded either. Microsoft has committed a Saudi cloud region for late 2026, Oracle and Huawei are both building localized capacity for public sector tenants, and PIF-linked vehicles keep co-investing alongside Center 3, AL80, and STC. Why it matters for the region. The sixfold number is a useful reminder that the kingdom's AI thesis isn't just about trophy Stargate-sized announcements or a single Humain vehicle. It's about a broad build-out that gives Saudi customers, regulators, and founders real sovereign capacity to work with. For regional operators, that shifts the Gulf supply curve in a serious way, and it's going to reshape pricing, tenancy terms, and where multinationals choose to anchor their MENA AI workloads. Expect Riyadh to lean on this data point hard when LEAP rolls back into town in late August. Now this is interesting. Story number two. Humain has announced a strategic partnership with Palo Alto's Turing to build what the two companies are calling the world's first enterprise-grade AI agent marketplace, hosted on Humain's recently launched Humain One platform. The deal was unveiled at the FII Priority Miami Summit, and Saudi and international press have been all over it since. The marketplace is designed to let enterprises discover, deploy, and scale AI agents across HR, finance, legal, operations, and procurement workflows. Humain's general manager, Sejong Lee, described Humain One as an app store for AI built specifically for businesses, while Turing will contribute model evaluation, fine-tuning, and reasoning expertise into the platform. Turing is also the first US-based customer of Humain One, which is a genuinely important data point in a region that's still more often a buyer than a seller of enterprise AI. And the timing sits neatly alongside Humain's parallel push into sovereign compute. The company is standing up its first data center phase in Riyadh and Dammam this year. It's committed to deploying an initial 18,000 NVIDIA GB300 Grace Blackwell systems, and it's building towards 500 megawatts of capacity powered by hundreds of thousands of advanced accelerators over 5 years. Why it matters. This is Saudi Arabia moving up the stack. Until now, Humain's story has mostly been about gigawatts, GPUs, and sovereign models. An agent marketplace is a different kind of bet, one that tries to capture recurring revenue from every enterprise AI workload that runs inside the kingdom and potentially across the wider GCC. For founders across MENA, it opens a credible distribution channel that doesn't route through American hyperscalers, and for regulators, it gives Humain a commercial flywheel to justify the next round of sovereign capital. Okay, story number three, and we're heading to Cairo. Egypt's Talat Mustafa Group has unveiled The Spine, a $27 billion mixed-use development east of Cairo that the developer is branding as Egypt's and the region's first cognitive city. The master plan spans more than 2 million square meters and includes 165 residential, commercial, and hospitality towers, which makes it one of the largest urban builds announced anywhere in the Middle East this year. What makes the project distinctive is the commitment to run it on an AI-native operating layer from day one. TMG says the spine will be stitched together by integrated sensors, Internet of Things infrastructure, and agentic AI services that learn from residents, vehicles and utilities in real time, rather than being retrofitted with smart city technology later. A fully underground logistics network, designed with Chinese and Singaporean partners, is being pitched as a world first. The financials are being anchored with National Bank of Egypt, paid-up capital sits at 69 billion Egyptian pounds, and the developer is projecting 818 billion pounds in tax revenues over the project's life, along with 55,000 direct jobs and 100,000 indirect ones. Construction rolls out in phases over the next decade. Why it matters. Egypt has spent the past 18 months hunting for a credible AI infrastructure narrative to match what the Gulf has produced. The spine, if it delivers, gives Cairo a flagship cognitive city case study that no other Arab capital currently has, and it shifts Egypt's AI story from small training programs and early-stage startups into genuine mega-project territory. For North African operators, it's also a test of whether private developers can shoulder AI-era urban ambitions without the subsidized power and sovereign funding that Gulf peers enjoy. Right, let's wrap up with the AI in Arabia view. Put these three stories side by side and the shape of the 2026 MENA AI playbook becomes clearer. Saudi Arabia is finally getting credit for the quiet work of building commercial-grade data center supply, not just the trophy Stargate-sized headlines. Humane's no longer content being a compute host, it wants a cut of every agent workload that runs on Saudi soil. And Egypt, so often dismissed as a spectator in the Gulf-led AI race, has just handed itself a $27 billion exhibit to argue that cognitive cities can be built outside the Emirates as well. The connective thread is that regional players are moving decisively up the value stack, from importing chips to selling software, from attracting data centers to monetizing the workloads inside them, from pouring concrete to shipping agentic services. For founders, that shift opens new distribution lanes at home. For investors, it reduces the region's historical dependence on US exit markets. And for policymakers from Riyadh to Cairo, the pressure now is to make sure regulation, talent pipelines, and Arabic language tooling keep pace with hardware that's rapidly becoming the easy part of the problem. That's the AI Metze for Tuesday from AI in Arabia's intelligence desk. We'll see you tomorrow.